You also key in on electronic harassment. Explain what that is.
Okay, electronic harassment, it comes in many levels. It's their surveillance, you know, it's imposed surveillance of people's belongings or surroundings, electronic, you know, listening devices, transmitting, imaging, all that kind of stuff, micro recorders, you know, video cameras like the news reporter that was harassed through the window of, you know, of her motel that she finally, that guy finally went to jail.
Yeah.
Then there's electronic sabotage, which is actually messing up somebody's computer, destroying it, and they're using EMI pulses more and more. And then there's what we call, directed high energy devices, where, I've actually seen microwave ovens taken apart and directing high energy beams, which causes heating because it's in the shorter wavelength, so it causes heating on the body. And then it goes up to, the EMP rifles, and, you know, I mean, the technology really starts to, you know, blossom from there. And then it comes up to, into a voice data image imaging, and then, of course, the short wavelength imaging that goes on. And in that form, it's where, you know, this radar, there's a company called, I forget, it's down here in San Diego. It's called a radar flashlight. And what they do, it detects a human presence through doors and walls up to 8 inches thick. It uses a 16-degree radar beam, and it looks at your movements inside. It looks at how your vocal patterns are, all these kinds of things. And they do this from outside your house. Now, they wouldn't be able to do it around here where I'm at because it only has a short range. But I'm just saying, in a city, this is no problem. And the radar flashlight, it goes into it becomes like an emotional cluster, and it goes into a large system that is, you know, put together by the NSA on everybody now, and so you have your vocal speech patterns, you know, monitored. So with that, they can then introduce, you know, radiation into the body, and it will actually cause you to have involuntary, you know, movements and things like that in your body. That's another form of harassment.
When some person says, Fred, that they're hearing voices in their head.
Right.
And some people say, you know what, you may be a little nutty.
Yeah.
How many of them are actually hearing something, being bombarded by something?
A lot, because, the first time that I had that experience was when I was at the National Health Federation at Chicago Rosemont Hotel. People came out, they were an 80-year-old couple, and they came to me and they said, this truck had been following them around with a microwave antenna on it, and they were hearing voices at night in their hotel, in their apartment, and then they moved in, and then they heard voices again. And this is the early form of it. Well, I kind of shined that on. This is back in about 78 or 79. Then I got down to Florida. We were doing a show down there, and another couple approached me, the same thing. And another, then we got out to New York City and others, and pretty soon I had about 50 people telling me the same thing. And that was kind of my intro into what was going on.
You're beginning to think maybe something's to this.
Yeah, exactly. So that's when I began to start develop devices to stop that, to break it up. And then the bottom line was, though, it got more sophisticated. It's in the satellite technology now, and they upload these patterns like they would gather from the radar flashlight and other, you know, other sources, and the people are then totally influenced by this. And unless they do something about it, and you know, you've had John Hall on your show before. He's a medical doctor over in Texas.
Right.
And he and I have been working together. He has literally thousands of people now that have this problem. And I've actually had thousands of clients that have these problems.
Well, how do they select these people to go after?
That's the $10,000 million question. You know,
and why?
I could not answer that. Neither could John. They select people from all walks of life get selected.
Unless they're experiments.
Yeah, they're experiments.
It could be experiments. It could be saying, let's see if we can drive this person crazy.
Yeah.
And just, you know, see how long it takes, and let's give it a try. Now, again, back in the 50s, government tested chemicals and biologicals over St. Louis, over a Navy ship. It happened. It's true. They've admitted it.
Yeah.
So who's to say this isn't true, too?